Manx Radio Sport.
A very good evening and welcome to Friday Sport Preview here on Manx Radio. I'm Rob Pritchard with the usual team to take a look ahead to all the sporting action taking place on the Isle of Man this weekend. So, coming up this evening, two sets of Cup semi-finals in the ECAP FA Cup and GH Cullet Woods Cup form some of the highlight ties in Manx football this weekend. In rugby, Douglas are back on the road in a final push for points coming into the closing stages of the season, whilst the Manx Shield returns locally in the south of the island tomorrow. And in Isle of Man hockey, in the penultimate game day this Saturday, league titles could be up for grabs. That is all to come this evening. Very warm welcome to you once again to Friday Sport Preview on Manx Radio to take a look ahead to all the sporting action in Manx football, rugby and hockey taking place this weekend. Across the different sports, it's crunch time across many of the seasons, and starting off with football, that is no different as well. We really are in the business end of a couple of the cup competitions going into Saturday, and here to look through it all as usual is Tony Methven. Tony, very good evening to you.
Good evening to you, Rob.
Well, just taking a look ahead, we will have the assortment of league fixtures to come this weekend as well. We'll get to those in just a moment. But first off, taking a look at those cup semi-finals taking place across two competitions on Saturday. The ECAP FA Cup semi-finals and the GH Cullet Woods Cup semi-finals taking place. We'll start with the ECAP FA Cup, the final four remaining, the two fixtures taking place this weekend. We'll take a look at the early kickoff first, 1:45 p.m. kickoff over at the Bowl. And that sees St Mary's, who've had a strong season on average, you would probably say, and a lot of people would say this season in the Premier League, up against a Russian United side who, after a slow start to the campaign in league terms, have started to come back with some impressive results, Tony. And Tony, from both St Mary's and Russian United's perspective, who's got the upper hand here? It is a cup competition at the end of the day.
Well, I don't know. I've been looking at the form table, Rob, and I just feel that Russian are possibly in a better form. I watched St Mary's last week, and okay, they won, but they're just not, I don't think, firing on all cylinders at the moment, and I think Alex Harrison knows that, so he'll be looking at his squad and just see if he can exploit any weaknesses that Russia might have. But they've still got the forward line there, so there's plenty of goals. Midfield, they work hard, but just defensively, it's looked a little bit sort of unsure what's going on. Carl Clark's been in there, but they just need to sort that out, and I'm pretty certain they'll be looking to get into that final. But Russian, as you rightly say, had a poor start to the season, but got it right now. Aaron Hawley's been pulling them out of problem areas at times, scoring their goals. And when you look at right the way through the team, there's a nice blend of youth and experience in there. Dean Kearns is in goal as well. So Russian will be flying at this one because they really do want to get to the final. But St Mary's, you just wonder if they can play like they have done at the earlier stage of the season, they could do it. But it's going to be tight. I'm going to go for Russian to take this one, Rob.
Very well. And taking a look at the other ECAP FA Cup semi-final, it is a meeting yet again of the two Premier League frontrunners at the moment. It is Ayr United hosting up at Andreas playing fields up against the defending champions Peel. Now, Tony, in league terms at the moment, Peel were narrow winners at Ayr United in the league, and then of course it was declared as a draw, the reverse fixture out in the west of the island a few weeks ago. But going into this, do you see any change in how the circumstances have been so far?
I think the change is going to be possibly two players that are missing. Harry Weatherall, one, and you've also got Harry Best, I think, is absent as well. So they're two big players to lose. But then they've lost Johnny Shields a little bit because they've moved him in at the back alongside Jamie Callister. And that sort of lost that, if you like, tenacity in midfield, because Johnny's a really good player and creates a lot for the forward runners. And when you look at Cameron Torr, you've also got Sean Kelly and Chris Duggan in there. If they can have real top games and worry Peel's defence, then that could be the way for Ayr to win it. But I think Peel start off as slight favourites in this. I think current form, they've been doing really well. Lee Gale's been excellent down that right-hand side. Thomas Brown as well has started scoring every week, as we would expect him to. And I think that's something that Daniel Bell will be concentrating on. Defensively, they've looked solid. Two good fullbacks in Scott Horn and Izzy Dunn. But I do feel, at the moment, current form, it's going to go Peel's way.
Very well, those are your ECAP FA Cup semi-finals. Now to the semi-finals of the GH Corlett Woods Cup. Four teams in action, of course. Both games kicking off at 2 o'clock on Saturday. And taking a look at the first one here, and it is the unbeaten league leaders, Foxdale. The Foxdale freight train keeps rolling on this season as well. They just seem to be the team to beat at the moment in Division 2. Coming up against Governors Athletic, there has been a change of venue for this particular fixture. We'll come to that in just a moment. But the fact of Foxdale up against this Governors side on paper, there will be a lot of people favouring Foxdale here. Governors Athletic, they should surely fancy their chances though in a cup environment, Tony.
I think they will. I think Governors Athletic have just got to look back at the game against Castletown recently where they drew 3-3. That shows you what they're capable of. And if they can stay with it, then they've got a great opportunity. But to me, Foxdale's forward line is probably one of the best in the division. You know, I know we've got Liam Kane playing at Michael, but when you look at Jay Chatwood in this one, you've also got Charlie Harrison who can create. You've got Jason Charman there as well. They're really good side, and I just feel when you look at the league tables, I know this is cup, but you look at the league tables, Foxdale are top, Governors are next to the bottom, then it points to a Foxdale victory. But with this being moved to Colby, that's like a home ground, isn't it, for Governors Athletic? They'll know that.
They've really got used
well
to it over the past year or so, haven't they?
Well, exactly. So that might just go their way. So yeah, looking forward to cover this one. We're going to cover this game for Manx Radio Sport, and just know that Foxdale would love to get to a final. It's been a while, and they're looking for promotion as well, and great opportunity. I think they'll just do it. Sorry, Governors, I know you've got a lot of commitment in there and some good players in there, but just think Foxdale just a little bit too strong for you.
Very well, and in the other semi-final, the other two teams vying for a place in that GH Corlett Woods Cup final. Douglas High School Old Boys, they're going to be hosting Colby.
Yeah, this is wide open, this one, Rob, because I've watched Old Boys twice this season. Once against Paul Rose in the Cup, and then another one at Blackberry Lane. And I just think that it's going to be on the day. When I look at Colby's team that they've got there, there's a really good team, and I think they've just got to try and take their chances, because you've got Carl Hickey, you've also got in there Paul Whitley, who can score goals. But Douglas High School Old Boys as well, defensively Martin King will come back in after missing a previous game, and he'll make things a lot stronger. And it's just a question of, you know, how the pitch holds up, because we've had some tough weather this week. Blackberry Lane is prone to getting a little bit of the wet stuff there, but whether it spoils the game, we'll wait and see. But I'm going to go for Old Boys just to win it. But if Colby can find their form, then they're going to make it difficult.
Very well. Then we take a look forward. We did mention that there are plenty of league games still taking place across the Isle of Man and Manx football on Saturday and, of course, Sunday, which we'll get to. So the league games on Saturday all kicking off at 2:30 p.m. Let's start with the two games in the Canada Life Men's Premier League, Tony. Ramsey, they'll be at home to Union Mills, and Maroun will be hosting Corinthians.
Yeah, Ramsey and Union Mills. I think Union Mills can go into this game a little bit more relaxed than they were over the last couple of games, because there was a bit of pressure on them. But they come together. The boys have been playing really well. Ryan Kelly changed the team in a little bit, and it's come out good for him. But Ramsey, you know, they're not sort of in the league position they are by being a side that's inconsistent, and that's one thing they are. They're a good forward line going forward. Midfield work hard, defensively keep things nice and solid, well organised. I'm going to go for Ramsey to win.
And then Moran against Corinthians. Moran, still a challenging season for them up against the Corinthians side. And Tony, you've talked a little bit about the youth that's coming through in that Corinthians side. So maybe a bit of a transitional season, I think you've pointed out, yeah, this season. But seeing those young players come through, and can those young players get the better of what is an experienced Moran side?
It is, and I think Moran as well. They need the points, don't they? But Corinthians, I thought, in the second half last week against St Mary's, showed an awful lot. And when you think five or six of them, 16, 17 years of age, Rob, it's absolutely great to see, and it's a rebuild job. And Ben Qualter's doing a good one there. But Moran, they've got players in there that can sort of, I think, keep those young fellas under control. I'm going to go for Corinthians just to win it, but Moran will make it difficult.
Right, let's look a quick look through, yep, the other games here on Saturday. So three games, Tony, in DPS Limited Division 2 tomorrow.
Yeah, Michael against Onken. Tom Creer, if he plays, we'll wait and see. But Adam McCulloch should hopefully come back in. So I'm going to go for Onken just to beat Michael. Jim's against Paul Rose. Rarity to go for Jim's in this one, but I'm going to go for Jim's to beat Paul Rose. And Malou against Ramsey Youth Centre. I think Malou will be too strong, to be honest with you. The next two children in the league, but Malou have played a lot less games than Ramsey Youth Centre, so Malou to take victory.
And then taking a look into the combination leagues, we've got three games on Saturday in Canada Life Combination 1.
Yeah, go for Douglas Royal against Braddon. I'm going to go for Braddon just to take that. Uni Mills against Russian. They've just got to keep winning Russian to stand a chance. And St. John's against Laxey. I'm going to go for Laxey to win that.
And just the one game all on its own this weekend in DPS Limited Combination 2.
Yeah, and Onken against Michael. I'm going to go for Onken to win. They're absolutely flying, keeping pressure at the top of that table. And I just think they'll be too strong against Michael.
Those are your fixtures for Saturday. Now taking a quick look at Sunday. We'll start with the Canada Life Women's League. Three games all due to kick off at 2 o'clock. Corinthians up against Douglas Royal. Castletown up against Peel. And Malou versus Onken.
Yeah, go for Corinthians to win against Douglas Royal. Not surprise, but a big defeat for them last week in the Cup. Castletown against Peel. You have to go with Peel, and congratulations on that win 7 days ago. And you've got Malou against Onken. You have to go with Onken in that.
And finally, taking a look at the Masters football, we had three games scheduled across the Masters FA Cup first round and one game in the Masters football in league terms. But, Tony, there has just been a couple of changes going into this weekend, hasn't there?
Yeah, there has, Rob. And Onken against Douglas Royal. Unfortunately, Douglas Royal got a lot of players away this weekend, so they couldn't field the team. So that game's awarded to Onken. So that means Onken go into the semi-finals of the Masters FA Cup. But that slot at the bowl 2-10 will now be taken by Corinthians against Peel. That was due to be played at Peel, so that'll kick off at 2-10. And the other game, Ayr against Douglaston District, that goes 3:40 at the bowl, and I'm going to go for Ayr to win that.
Tony Meppen, thank you very much as always.
Manx Radio Sport.
Well, we're very much heading into the final stages of the Isle of Man rugby season, but nevertheless, there's still plenty of action to come in the remainder of the campaign. This weekend, Douglas will be looking to put the disappointment of defeat last weekend behind them in what, on paper at least, looks a winnable Regional 2 North West contest across the water on Saturday. And elsewhere, after the pomp and ceremony of a Cheshire competition final on Manx Shores last weekend, the Manx Shield returns in the south of the island tomorrow. Here, with all the details as ever, is our rugby correspondent, Dave Christian.
We'll start with Douglas in Regional 2 North West. They're away at Winnington Park this weekend. They have another away fixture on the 6th of April against Firwood Waterloo, and there's one fixture as yet unplayed against Birkenhead Park. Now, Birkenhead Park were crowned league champions last week. Douglas don't appear to be threatened by relegation, so my guess is that game won't be played. But no confirmation on that one way or the other, but my guess is it won't be played. Remember, Birkenhead Park travelled to, or were due to travel to the Isle of Man, but couldn't land. Manannan had his cloak down at the airport, and the flight was aborted. So I don't think that one will be played. They're unlikely to get points, I think, at Firwood Waterloo on the 6th of April. Waterloo are tied with Bowden in second place in the table, and they're not going to take their foot off the gas at all. So this trip to Winnington Park this weekend represents their best chance at picking up some late season points. I'm not saying they can't beat Firwood Waterloo, but it'll be a struggle. Winnington Park, however, are below Douglas in the table. Douglas are 8th, Winnington Park in 10th, and Douglas beat them 27 points to 14 at Portishee. So you've got to fancy that they'll have a go away from home. The team is probably as strong as it's going to be at this stage of the season. Simon Hoddenott's going to lead the squad from Loosehead Prop. No real change in the front row. Jack Lochnan and Rob Todd in there. We've got Connor Golland and Ralph Clark second row. But a little change there. Ollie Corkish is going to come into the back row. Liam Kirkpatrick returns at number 8. He's always good to have on the field for Douglas. Halfbacks unchanged. That pairing been going really well all season. Kyle Martin and Luke Highland. And in the back line, Harry Hewson's going to get another trot. Hopefully his fitness is getting better. He's returning from injury. Guy Barons comes back on the wing. Wilf Kermode on the other. Sam McCord at fullback. Strong bench as well. Sufficiently strong that coach Phil Kringle doesn't have to play himself. So they've got the team that can do it. It's going to depend really on the mental attitude going into the game. They're going to want to pick up points, but they can't improve their league position with this, no matter how much they win. So this is really points for bragging rights more than anything else. But Douglas will go away. It's getting towards the end of the season. They're going to want to put a good show on in the Manx Cup after the 6th of April. So they'll go away to Winnington Park. They'll expect to get points. And in theory, they should get them too. Domestically, just one game in the Ravenscroft Manx Shield. Western Vikings against Southern Nomads. Now, the game should have been played at QE2. That's not available for Western Vikings. The game then was switched to Paulson Park, which Vikings have been using in conjunction with Castletown this season. Paulson Park suffered with the recent rain, however, and it's not playable at the moment, so we've had a late venue switch. It's going to be at Ballachilia, the Field of Dreams down there at Port Erin. Vikings second in the Shield standings at the moment, but that's by virtue of more games played, and Nomads are likely to finish runners-up anyway. Ramsey have got a 15-point lead at this stage of the season. I don't think anybody's going to pull that back in, so really this is a battle for second place. We watched a game for Saturday Live down there a couple of months ago now, and it was really nip and tuck. Half time, you could barely separate the two sides, and it's only in the last 20 minutes that Nomads finally put Vikings away. Now, Vikings had a good strong side last week against Ramsey in the Cheshire Plate. It was only 7-0 at half time. In the second half, Ramsey had a little purple patch where they scored three converted tries in 8 minutes, and that sort of ripped the heart out of Vikings, and they'd lost a couple of players with injury as well, so things didn't go quite their way last week, but it was a great performance from them. If they can recreate that this week against Southern Nomads, they're in with a sporting chance down there at Ballachilia, and like I said, the last game we were there for, it was very, very close. It's the only action in town tomorrow, so we'll be covering that one from Saturday Live and kickoff down there at Ballachilia Park, 2:15.
Manx Radio Sport.
And finally tonight, it's the penultimate game week of the Isle of Man men's and ladies hockey season this Saturday, and there's a chance that numerous league titles could be decided as early as this weekend. Crunch games on Saturday across the divisions, not only for the top of the table silverware, but some big battles for survival also remain wide open with 2 weeks left to play. So what could be decided this weekend and how? To find out, I spoke with our hockey correspondent, Ben Cunningham. So we're now heading into the penultimate weekend of the Isle of Man men's and ladies hockey season on the Isle of Man, and there is still plenty up for grabs, and certain titles and relegations could potentially be decided this weekend. We'll take a look through them. So Ben, we're going to start with the Ladies Premier League. Now, the title could be decided this weekend. How could that happen?
It could be decided this weekend, and that is if Vikings A beats Castletown B, who will be relegated this weekend if they can't get their victory over Vikings A. Vikings A will be crowned champions if Valkyries A lose to Backers A, who they face this weekend at 12:30 at the NSC.
So Castletown B versus Vikings A, 12:05 at King William's College, and Backers A versus Valkyries A, the other big game, 12:30 at the NSC. Elsewhere, the other game that's taking place in the Ladies Premier League is at 2 o'clock at Castle Rushen High School, Castletown A and Harlequins A.
Castletown A will be looking to maybe try and get that runners-up spot still. However, Harlequins, though, they'll be happy that they've got another season in the Ladies Premier League next year. It'll be a good game, I reckon.
And then we move into the Men's Premier League. Only relegation has been decided in the men's top flight so far. We know that Backers B will be dropping down to Division 1 for next season, but all still up for grabs at the top of the table. So let's take a look at the three games taking place. We'll start off 12:30 at Castle Rushen High School, Harlequins A and Castletown A.
It's going to be very close. When these two last met, Castletown only just edged at 2-1. I think potentially it could be another close game and maybe just a goal between the two sides.
And then we look at two other games that do involve title contenders, starting out at 1:30 at King William's College, Vikings A up against Valkyries A.
This is going to be a proper good game and a game that Vikings know they'll have to go out and get the victory. But then Valkyries in their last two games have been scoring plenty of goals. And I reckon they could cause a fright here for Vikings A if they're not on their A game on the day.
And looking to make a last minute charge at the top is the defending Men's Premier League champions, Backers A, 2 o'clock at the NSC. They face their own B team, who, as we've already said, have already been relegated.
Interclub derby there for the Backers club, but Backers A will know that they'll have to get the victory, because potentially if Valkyries A can get one over Vikings A, backers A could claim the top spot on that of the men's Premier League going into the final weekend.
And then we move into ladies Division 1, and looking at the repercussions at the top and the bottom of the table, relegation still very much open at the moment, nothing confirmed in that sense, nothing confirmed in terms of the title battle as well, but it could be decided if certain things happen, Ben.
So backers B will play Valkyries B at 11:05 at the NSC, and then this is where things get interesting. So Ramsey A, who are currently top, will play backers C 2:05 at QE2, and then Castletown C play Vikings B at 4:30 at King William's College. If Vikings B fail to win against Castletown C, Ramsey A will win Ladies Division 1 this weekend.
Very close indeed. Taking a look at Men's Division 1 then, and again, another one where the relegation battle is still to be decided, but just like in Ladies Division 1, Ben, if certain results go a certain way, the title in Men's Division 1 could be decided.
Absolutely, and two of the three relegation battle teams face off against each other this weekend, and that's Vikings C against Harlequins B, 11:05 at Castle Rushen High School. Then the top two meet Ramsey A against Valkyries B, who are top. And if Valkyries B can overcome Ramsey A, they will be Men's Division 1 champions. And that game is at 2:05 at Ramsey Grammar School. And then Castletown B against Vikings B is at 3:05 at King William's College.
And then we look at the respective Division 2, starting with Ladies Division 2. Now, no relegation, of course, from the Division 2 leagues. And the champions already decided in Ladies Division 2, Castletown D, after a brilliant season already to this point. But still, three games taking place in Ladies Division 2 this weekend.
Three real good games in Ladies Division 2, and the first is at 12:35 at QE2, and this sees Vikings C against Valkyries C. Then Ramsey B against Castletown E is at 3:35 at Ramsey Grammar School, and then Castletown D against Harlequins B is at 3:35 at Castle Rushen High School.
And last but certainly not least, going to Men's Division 2, again, no relegation from this league, and the title race still up for grabs there.
Yeah, and Valkyries C against Ramsey B, 12:35 at Ramsey Grammar School.
And last but certainly not least, away from the senior leagues, two more games in the under-15s league.
Both fixtures are at QE2, and the first one is Harlequins against Backers at 11:05, and then Ramsey Rogues and Rascals v Vikings, 3:35.
And that is all we have time for on Friday Sport Preview this week. Many thanks to my guests as always, Tony Meppham, Dave Christian and Ben Cunningham. Have yourself a wonderful Friday evening and a wonderful weekend as well. But from us, until next time, it's bye for now.
Manx Radio Sport.